any of them residents, their primary residents, how many people that signed that paper live right there?
I don't know.
Well.
I don't think any.
There you go. Good enough.
Okay, anything else? You have any public hearing still?
Does this lot that we're talking about, does it meet the town of Brule requirements to be C1 or B1?
Yes. Okay.
My name is Jane Cotty Webb. I have not seen the pictures, but I look at this every day, and I'm sorry to say it's not the prettiest sight there is. So I hope some of you have ridden by there and that you'll consider turning this down. Thank you.
Anyone else? Public hearing is still open. Anyone wish to speak? All right, I'm going to close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration. Oh, and I might add that the planning commission recommended unfavorably, recommended it be rejected. That old last one. Unanimous.
I move that we leave it at R4, just as it is, and do not pass the ordinance to change the zoning.
Okay, move by Mr. Andre. Is there a second?
A second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. Any further discussion from the council? Any comments from the audience? Recommending against rezoning.
Against the rezoning.
Against the rezoning. Roll call vote.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Shaw?
Yes.
Councilmember Smith?
Yes.
Okay, item B, ordinance number 2, 2016, insurance bond series 2016. Discussed last week in committee. This is Jim Ryan's in the back, and this is a ordinance that he has suggested to us that we need as an implementing document for the bonds for the sewer upgrade. So with that, I'll open the hearing. It's a public hearing for ordinance number 2. Are there any comments from the audience? Anyone wish to be heard? Anyone? Hearing none, I'll close the public hearing and turn it over to council for consideration.
Need to just state for the record that this project is to alleviate some of the problems on in that brewery.
Correct. This is the final.
We have high rain volume.
Right. Move by Ms. Bourgeois. Second, Mr. Richard. Any further discussion from the council?
I just want to make one comment. $1 million is just a mess.
Yeah.
We've already talked about.
Yeah.
Number being around $300,000.
That's correct. It's a not to exceed amount.
And they always recommend you do it a lot of times, so.
Okay.
Mayor?
Yes, sir. Come on up.
You're absolutely correct. That is just a not to exceed amount that we started with when we started that very long process. Because at the time, there was still some discussion on exactly how much money for the project. As we talked about before, we're going to refinance your existing debt and lower the interest rate on your existing debt in conjunction with borrowing the new money for this project. So the total that will be borrowed is roughly $730,000, but $480,000 of that is going to be used to pay off your old bonds and refinance them at a lower interest rate.
Very good.
So rather than have two like we currently have, we will have one.
Got it.
And basically, we'll be paying the same monthly rate. We're just extending the term.
It'll be lower interest rate, longer term on the old bonds. You got it.
Thank you. Do I hear any council here have a motion?
I move.
Move, Mr. Neesler. Check and see if you're all painted. All right. Any further discussion from the council? Roll call vote.
Councilmember Bourgeois?
Yes.
Councilmember Rhodes?
Yes.
Councilmember Richard?
Yes.
Councilmember Smith?
Yeah.
Councilmember Andre?
Yes.
All right, item A, introduction of ordinances. Ordinance number three recognizes the final form and execution of the full bond purchase agreement. Again, that's Jim, it's Jim has suggested that we need to do this. So, anyone introduces?
I will.
Mr. Rhodes, okay. Ordinance number four, 2016, budget adjustment for the town.
I'll introduce.
Five, budget adjustment for the sewer. Resolutions and commendations. Consider adopting the West Baton Rouge Hazardous Mitigation Plan. We discussed it last week, and it's something the parish is in the lead, but we're part of it, so it's suggested that we adopt it. Any discussion? Move, Ms. Yard?
I'll second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes? Yeah. Still up, but somebody had to do it. All right, I have motion and a second. Any further discussion with the council? Any comments from the audience? Hearing none, all in favor, say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, nay. I said. Police Department report, chief.
All right, for the month of March, we had 7 alarms, 1 animal complaint. We assessed another agency one time, 3 public assists. It's like somebody with flat tires, unlocked a car or something like that. 2 building checks, like somebody go home and they had a door open or something. 2 of those, we had 3 civil complaints, mostly dealing with child custody issues people had. Just wanted to make a report on. 2 damage to property, 7 disturbances, assisted fire department one time. 1 fraud, it was one of those little mail scams where you deposit $500 to somebody's account and send you $50,000 back. Foolishness like that, so. They haven't been too bad in areas. You see a lot of it on the news and stuff, but maybe once every 2 or 3 months we'll see one over here, so that's really good. 3 harassment calls, 3 information only, 1 juvenile matter, 1 medical emergency, 4 miscellaneous calls, private 1 private property crash, 1 suspicious vehicle. They had 2 thefts, 1 was a motor vehicle. Strange circumstances surrounding it. They got the vehicle back a week later, which is kind of weird when there. And with the thefts in the graveyard, some flowers and things. So we got that resolved. Had 6 traffic accidents, 19 traffic stops that resulted in a file, 4 warrant arrests, 73 total complaints for the month, 247 citations, 337 violations, and 19 no insurance totals.
Any questions?
I have a question. Do you know who installed the mirror mason right here?
Yeah, we did.
Did we?
Yeah, Jason, Jim Safford suggested it.
Yeah.
And when I went to the horse races in Arkansas, I went down this little road down a lot of hills, and they had one at every hill. So I said, well, let's just try it. Yeah. And we put it out there, but this is an experiment now. The location of it, you know, we might move it around. We don't know if it will work. We don't know if people pay attention to it. You know, anything's better than what we got because it's a blind curve. It always has been, and nothing we can do about it.
Where's it at, Scott?
At the end of Main Street. At the end of Main Street.
Put it up there.
Police department Facebook page.
Oh, that mirror? Okay, yeah, no problem.
People read that.
That's fine. We're gonna see. I mean, if it's a good idea, and people call you and compliment it. Tell them I thought of it. If they think it's stupid, tell them Jim Safford suggested it. So that's where we're going.
They took that screen down at that intersection. Did you notice that going up the levee?
Oh, that thing that nobody knows what it is. People right now didn't even know what it is.
It's gone.
I asked people the other day, I said, what is that? He said, I don't know what it is. It's something environmental, something or whatever.
When they put a bench there, that's probably
going to be where you see a brochure or something on the track and all. But the metal was all messed up.
No.
That's why they took it down.
The rework.
What, it messed up?
The expanded metal was all, they put it too tight, it looked like.
Okay. All right. Is that it? No correspondence, no mayor's report. Remarks of personal privilege. Anyone? I have. It's your turn? You're not mowing grass right now?
Drew has something to say.
Yeah, go ahead, Drew, come on here.
I got a whole list of stuff, and I've lost the darn...
You lost it?
Mayor, I'm sorry, I'll catch you next time.
Well, I got some good news or bad news. I have some pictures from my 4-H trip, for those of you who are interested.
But before you go into that, can I ask a question?
Sure, of course, it's more of a personal question.
What is, do we have an ordinance about campers in the front yard?
No.
We don't have...
I mean, anything like this, no. Now, if they're there and being used as a residence, or they're actually dumping their sewer in the sewage in the sewer system or something like that, yeah, we have them. But if it's not a residence, that's usually a thing with the subdivision. It's not a thing with the town. They block in the road?
No.
It's just in the driveway, looks up.
No, it's not in the driveway, it's on the grass.
On the grass, yeah, that'll be new money. All right, put them up, Debbie, let's see. This is the, this is light poles. I think we're gonna get some, I've got them looking in the internet, see if we can find some. They're really nice, don't you think? Yeah, but I'm gonna have some people for that thing, next. This is just a reminder. In Thailand, the government says what the gas costs, and it's the same price for everybody in the country for that day. They just call and say, this is what the price is of gasoline. Now, all that's so many, whatever their currency is per liter and all, I don't understand all this, but anyway, I just thought that was just next.
This is what's betting odds.
Yeah, well, I wish it was. I wish it had a horse track over it. This is a standard mode of transportation in Thailand. It's called a tuk-tuk. T-U-K-T-U-K, tuk-tuk. And you see, it is a motorcycle with a little bed put on the back of it. It sits six people, and you get the air conditioning provided by the air, and you gotta kind of lean over because it's not very tall. Next. In the bag, with bag. I have no idea. No clue. No. This is we went to a town, and this is the mayor of that town. I gave him one of the town of Ruby pins, and if I had given him a block of gold, he couldn't have been any happier. He thought that was the greatest thing he'd ever seen. So, but he was a nice guy. He could speak English. As I said last week, and for those of you who weren't here, the way they do it over there, everybody runs, and the guy with the most votes is the mayor. The guy with the second most votes is the assistant mayor. The guy with the third most votes is the security guy. So that's how they do it over there. But it seems to work for them, so they're happy about it. Next. That's the equivalent of Cox Cable. Every pole in all four of those countries looks just like that. And actually, I was outside one day, and they were actually running the cable there on the ground. Everybody had flip-flops on and shorts and all that stuff. Light switches, none of them have a light cover on them. It's a different world. Codes, they don't have any idea what a code is, but it works better. So next. This is what's called a Cambodian weed eater. You see that guy, the thing he has in his hand, you probably can't tell, but it's some hedge clippers. That's how they cut grass, or they don't have all that mechanized stuff. Next. This is what's called Cambodian carpool. All those kids in those boats goes all the way back. See all the way back? That last building on you just got a blue on the side? That's the school. And this is when school lets out, they paddle down the river or bayou, whatever it is, and they go home like that. That's the thing. You see the kids are paddling themselves, and they're in a line all the way down the road. It's a floating village. It's near a lake. The water elevation changes 40 feet over a year, and so the village just floats up and down. That's the water goes down. Next. This is what we would call a manhole cover. And I don't know which country it is, but one of them, underneath there is a rectangular-shaped brick-lined ditch, and that's where the sewage is. So they put these little plates on top of there, and when they want to get it in, they just pull the plates off, and they all the way down the ditch. So when you walk over one of those ditches, if there's sewage being dumped in that ditch at that time, you smell it. They don't worry about it. Next. This is what's called, now look at the down at the bottom, New Road. This is in Vietnam. This is actually, yeah, Vietnam was, it was 20% French. It was once occupied by the French, and there's a lot of French influence. This is what we wrote right here. Next. This is, these are gravestones. These are rice fields. That's, to say there's rice fields over there is an understatement. They have rice fields everywhere. Well, they, when a person dies, they put, they bury him in the rice field, and they put a monument on top of it. And I think the government's trying to get them to do otherwise because they said people want to know if there was somebody buried in the rice field before they eat the rice. So, that next, this is a, this, now the next several of them are traffic. This device right here is called a scooter or a motorcycle, whatever they call it, but this is how they get around. See, there's three people on this. That's exactly three times as many people as we put in a big old car when we go to work in the morning. Next. This is a traffic circle. Look at all the motorcycles. Next. This guy has a helmet on, the little girl doesn't. Now listen to this, this is the logic. The helmet, they require helmets for adults because their neck is strong. They don't require them for children because instead of the head, their neck isn't strong enough, so they don't require it. Next. This is a typical street in one of the countries. I think this is in Saigon. I'm not
sure.
No, this is all the time. Look at there's a car here. I guess it's a car, one up there. But this is how it is. Next. This is another just a picture from the bus. Next. Now this is, I took from the side. You can see how close quarters all these people are. They all can touch each other. They're so close. And they get where they're going. Nobody gets road rage. They don't worry about it. Everybody, you know, they adjust to it. It's completely different. Next. And this is a long shot. You see kind of where sometimes they have a lane on the right. One lane is just reserved for the motorcycles. With cars, you look at the gap between the cars. And cars are not a big deal over there. They're actually cumbersome. Next. This is a stoplight. If you get ready to wait for it to turn green, you know. Next. And here's just another same thing. Next. That's it. Anyway. All right. Announcements. Arbor Day celebration is Thursday, April 14th at 9:30 in Town Hall. Great American Cleanup is Saturday, April 16th at 9 a.m. until from 9 a.m. till noon. Then the landmark meeting is April 18th at 6:30. Do I hear a motion to adjourn?
Move.
Move, Mr. Andre.
Second.
Second, Mr. Rhodes. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
All those opposed, nay.
7:10.
Good.